Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Power Up Sale is now on with 25% off on Kumo passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres.
27 minutes to 7. Good morning to you. Plenty of texts coming in. We will get to yours in a moment. Chris, thank you for sending one in. 0427 154 166. We're in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. Thank you to Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Land Pride attachments. Mark Bickley, Gather Round, I'm still fatigued from Gather Round, to be honest. And I reckon one of the best sounds of Gather Round at Adelaide Oval was when Carlton got the job done over the Dockers. To hear the fans singing that song. And also,
first time
they've won at Adelaide Oval. The Carlton fans deserve that. Ever since opening round, I think, that they were at the Gabba, the Blues Brothers, and it was wonderful to see this man with a smile on his face. One of the assistant coaches at Carlton, Aaron Greaves, joins us. Greavesy, congratulations on the start to the season. How did you enjoy Gather Round?
Thanks, Walshy. Thanks, Bix. It was a great weekend. It was probably good, personally, as we caught up, mate, to be back in Adelaide and the atmosphere around footy at Adelaide Oval and seeing everyone enjoying the festival and everything that was connected to the weekend. So, yeah, it was a fantastic weekend. I think we're doing it really well.
Yeah, and, of course, much more enjoyable than last year where you sort of got off on the wrong foot on the Thursday night. You lost to Adelaide. This year it was a dour match against Fremantle, which it looks like they're going to be against the Dockers this year. But you continue to find a way to win, which must be really pleasing for the coaching group.
Yeah, it is, mate. Like, as you said, last year was a different experience and, you know, we were the first game up last year and, the Crows sort of did a real number on us in the contest. So it's a good challenge for us coming up against them again this time. But, Dockers have certainly started the year really, really strongly too. Their contest and pressure is probably as good as we've seen this year so far at ground level. And it was a real grind, real arm wrestle and, it was nice to be able to come away and just stay connected and come away and get the job done at the end of the day.
It's interesting. You said stay connected. That was going to be my next question. I know Michael Voss has put a lot of time and energy into building that connection, and it's been something that it looks like it's really working, that the group look really connected. The form suggests that when it gets really tight, you find a way to get over the line. And what had been something of a weakness potentially of years gone by, you've turned it into a real strength.
Yeah, it has been, because it's sort of probably something that we really, Lossie's been strong all the way through, but something that sort of clicked for us last year, and I guess in some ways a little bit around personnel. Like we really value our role players and the guys that come in and just get the job done and what's required for the team in any given moment, and just our ability then for those guys to really connect us up with our offense and defense has been really crucial for us. And I think the games of with the close margins are starting to become something of a consistent team for us, which we'd like to not have every week. But it just shows in those moments, how much the group's been able to stay connected. When we're challenged by an opponent, we don't waver away from that, and we just keep working on getting the role done and executing in that scenario in that time. And it's certainly been working for us so far.
Do you feel that the fans now, Greavesy, have an expectation that Carlton are going to go into most of their games favourites to win, and that might give the players a bit of a lift, but also expectation can work the other way. So how are the players and coaching staff dealing with that mentally, considering how close you got last year?
Yeah, I think certainly in Melbourne, mate, you do feel it. But you feel it from a real support point of view more than anything else. Like, we know we're a big club. We love playing in front of huge crowds with just fantastic support in Melbourne. But we even felt that, though, coming over Adelaide last week. It was just like that sea of navy through the crowd there. And if you think back to round zero, there's you know, a few hundred people turn up in their Blues Brothers suits, and you know, we feel like we have that fantastic support and following everywhere, and certainly with the form we've been in last year and start this year, it does bring expectation. But again, we just come back to, you know, what we need to focus on. You know, make sure that we stay connected through our game and focus on the things that we can control. And if we do that more often than not, you know, hopefully we're going to be in the game and be able to execute what we need to.
I think supporters get it. You build a lot of trust with your supporters when you play well consistently, and that's what you've been able to do. So they keep turning up knowing that you're going to have a go. I noticed you mentioned about Adelaide last year that you said they did a number on us around the footy. So that's the challenge this week, I take it, that you're looking forward to.
Yeah, it is, and it's their strength. And as much as the wins and losses haven't gone their way so far, like they've been in some really good games and, you know, probably been unlucky not to get a couple in their favour. So, you know, they've certainly got some strength around the footy and their stoppage staff and, you know, their Crouch and, you know, Saligo last week and always Dawson. You know, they've got some really good players led around the footy that just really compete and really good contest-to-contest players. So, yeah, it's certainly an area of the game that we think we've really grown and developed in around our contest. It's something that we're going to need to be at our best to compete well against the Crows on the weekend.
A lot of the Crows fans listening would be hoping that you're about to say Sam Walsh is going to be left out for another week. What are your thoughts in regards to that, Greavesy?
Look, it's really exciting that Walsh is getting close. Like he'll train fully today. You know, if he gets through well, then he'll be available to play. And it's sort of, yeah, we've sort of been in that position a little bit this year with, you know, Weger missing the first few and now the excitement of Walshy coming back and, yeah, even getting Caleb Marchbank to play, come back in and play the North Melbourne game in round three. And, yeah, it's always exciting for the group when you get, you know, some real quality people and really quality players back in. So, yeah, we're certainly excited, like every Carlton supporter, to have Walshy back in the team.
Yep, it's an enviable position to be in. Aaron, thanks for having a chat with us this morning. South Australians got a huge Carlton following traditionally, and they certainly love what you produced last week, and there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on the Carlton Adelaide match this week, so we wish you all the best, but not too much luck.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys.